News. There are so many things happening in the world today, we could fill many books every day with articles about these things. One of the problems is we never seem to get the entire story. Take the recent release of the UFO report, or UAP as the government calls it. So many cases were left out, you have to ask yourself why. There were thousands more of these cases, and some were far more mysterious than even the sightings which were talked about. When it comes to world affairs, there has been some brutal language being used by the Chinese. The president of China, Xi Jinping, made a speech about bashing the heads of countries which interfere with China. China has ambitions which include taking over much if not all of the South China Sea, Taiwan, and quelling the unrest in Hong Kong, and the United States is in its way because we keep sending ships to keep the South China Sea open and helping Taiwan militarily. Recently we conducted war games with Japan, which always angers China. In recent satellite photos we see China is building a lot of missile silos. Just in one area alone it seems they are constructing well over 100. Our entire Minuteman III force is about 200 silos. Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson are engaged in a war of sorts. Each one wants to be the first billionaire to fly into suborbit. It is almost comical what is going on. Bezos announced he would go into suborbit on July 20, 2021. After the announcement, Richard Branson announced he would go into suborbit on July 11, 2021. Jeff Bezos has picked 20 July as the date because it was the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. Bezos is the head of Blue Origin and will hopefully reach 62 miles. This is considered the beginning of space, and the rocket will have space for six and no pilot. Branson is the head of Virgin Galactic, and his flight will have two pilots and four mission specialists. It is believed Branson will only reach 50 miles in altitude and will not actually reach the line where most scientists believe space starts. Afghanistan is a country where the United States has invested a lot of blood and a heck of a lot of time. The military has stated it is a mistake to withdraw all the United States troops from the country, and we should leave a small force because the government will crumble. The president wants all the troops out. Air support lately has been almost non-existent, and the Taliban has captured many provisional capitals in the meantime. Afghanistan has a sort of air force, but US contractors have been blocked from maintaining the planes after we pull out, and it is only a matter of time before the Afghanistan government falls. To me, this means the almost 2,400 American military men who died protecting Afghanistan died for nothing. Lately, scientists have been talking about the possibility of life living in the clouds of Venus. While the planet deemed not to be able to support life because of conditions there, the higher atmosphere was thought to be a lot milder. Scientists no longer believe life is possible there anymore. A new report states the water content in the upper atmosphere is so sparse even the hardiest microbes on Earth couldn't exist there. This idea is based on life as we know it, but we can't imagine what some alien life might need to live. If there is one thing we can all agree on, it is our roads could be much better. A spray has been developed which is said to strengthen our roads and keep them in better shape for a much longer period of time. Nothing would make me happier while driving than to know potholes were a thing of the past, but I know this is asking too much. Lab-grown meat is taking hold, and I believe it is only a matter of time before we all are eating it. A factory which produces lab-grown meat has opened in Israel and is capable of producing 5,000 burgers a day. This makes me wonder, would a vegan consider this stuff edible? After all, it doesn't come from an animal. Space is a strange place. The remains of a star was discovered which is about the size of our moon, yet its mass is greater than the sun. The star is what is known as a white dwarf, and the smallest star we have actually seen. These types of stars are the leftover cores of stars which had expanded to red giants before the red giants exploded. When the mass of the star was measured, it was 1.3 times that of our Sun, and it spins at a rate of a full rotation every 7 minutes. We are all familiar with the routine at a doctor's office when they want to check for infections. Either a blood test is taken and sent away for examination, or we are given a prescription for a lab to do the test. Guess what? This may become a thing of the past. A new DNA test allows doctors to check for infections in only minutes in their office while you wait. Speaking of blood tests, new ones are being developed which can detect early stages of cancer. It has been reported about 900 Secret Service employees had contracted COVID. It is estimated there is somewhere around 9,000 employees at that agency, or a little less. That was as of March 21st of this year. In the general American population, the percentage of people getting COVID according to the Wall Street Journal was around 15%. Seems like the Secret Service is doing something right. The United States Air Force is lowering physical standards to get into the force. It is claimed this will increase diversity. They are modifying the push-up so you can only raise your chest and allow walking in the fitness test. Different types of long hair will be allowed for women. The hair for women is okay with me, but not the reduction in physical capability. It could turn out weakness could mean a crash in certain instances. If pilots who are out of shape have to bail out over enemy territory, it just endangers them even more. A Pentagon linguist was sentenced to 23 years in jail. It is said she exposed US sources in Iraq to the Hezbollah.